This is Here's Your Stories, episode 5. Today's story is called The Killdeer. Hope you enjoy it. Woohoo! Once upon a time, there lived a woman who'd lived longer than the stars in the sky, and who had lived for generations. One day, she moved to a small house because all of her children had left and gotten jobs. So she moved to a smaller house with a smaller yard, and everything about the house was cute and sweet. But then she realized that she couldn't plant a garden because there were trees on this small plot of land. So she called her grandson, who was a gardener. "Hello, sir. I mean, my grandson. Will you please come to my house and clear these trees and help me start a garden?" "Why, of course," he responded happily. "I will come as soon as I can." So the next day, her grandson, whose name was David, came up to her.
"Why, hello," he said. "Why, I'm ready to start the garden right now. How are you? How about you?"
"Why, yes," she said happily. So then she went off to teach. And that day, when she came back, she found something strange. Here's Your Stories. We'll be right back after a quick break. Have you ever gotten tired of making yourself breakfast at top speed? Well, just use Eggo. Eggo, quick and easy things. Put it in the microwave, pop out, just take it on the go. Eggo! All right, you ready to hear the rest of the story? When we left off, an old woman had just asked her grandson, David, to plant a garden for her. And when she came back, she found her son, her grandson, crying.
"Why are you crying, my dear grandson?"
It's because we worked hard today, but then we saw this adorable little bird, but it had a hurt wing, so we chased it down, but then it flew off. We were so sad that we couldn't help it, but then it started pecking at us, so we ran away and we couldn't clear the field."
"Why, that's surprising,"
the old woman said. "Tomorrow, what if you leave a break?"
"No, no.
Grandmother, no. You want your garden, and I'm going to make it as soon as possible."
All right then."
So the next day, the same thing happened. And the next day, and the next. Until the last day, she called him and said, "Hey, since today is Sunday, why don't you take a break? You can have a pancake breakfast with me."
"Why, of course. I would love that."
So then as they went, they saw something peeking out of a nest in one of the trees. It had a small beak, and it was bald. And can you guess what it was? It was a killdeer's baby. Oh, my goodness. Grandma, look, look, look. Oh my, he must have had a baby the whole time. She. "Yes, I knew that, my grandson, David. I knew it the whole time. That's why if you just waited, everything would be all right." And then, together, they made something even more amazing than a garden or a business. They made a bird-watching site. They turned the whole backyard into a bird-watching site. And with that, more killdeers are found now. This is the end of Here's Your Stories, Episode 5. Hope you enjoyed it. After this episode, there will be a true story about what we saw. Get ready for some facts.
So one day, I went outside walking, and I saw this bird. And it was limping at us, or at least pretending to. But it was squawking at us to get away. And then I saw another one, repeating what it was doing and doing the same thing. So I got a little bit worried. So I went inside, and I researched a little bit, and I figured out it was a killdeer. Their defense mechanism is by pretending that their wing is hurt, just like they did in this story. And they eat mostly insects, and they lay their eggs on the ground. Those are some cool facts about the killdeer. Hope you enjoyed it.